So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
So I'm sure you heard it all before. You shouldn't be buying a nice car with the money that you're using, that you're earning when you go out to work in the car to sit in a box in the office at somebody else's business. You should be only buying a nice car for money from the assets that you've actually owned already. There can be stocks and shares. It can be property. It's not gold because it doesn't pay an income. But it can be stocks and shares and property. It could even be a business that you're growing, if you like. But then why would you do that? If you're growing a business, all your money should be going back into growing a business, not buying a fancy car. All of your money, all of your expenditure should come from your assets. And that's the bottom line right there. So this is really funny because I reached beyond that point a long time ago, like 10, 15 years ago. My income from my assets far outweighed my outgoings, and you know, I didn't need to work anymore. I actually left Dell, a 100 grand a year job, at age 29 and three quarters, basically, just before I turned 30. Bought a Porsche 911. I didn't need to work because all my money came from properties back then, and most of it still does now, but now we're investing in businesses that we're actually helping grow. Besides the point. The point here is that I see people buying a nice Porsche, buying a nice car, a nice Audi, a nice BMW, like £45,000. And I'm like, where's that money coming from? Oh, I've just been promoted at work. I'm pulling my, what hair I've got left. I've not got a huge amount, but I'm pulling my hair out. I'm like, guys, come on. You should be making £100,000 in stocks and shares, getting a 6% dividend from that. That's £6,000 a year for life. All right, dividends can go up and down, but not massively. Put it in a dividend ETF, so, you know, it doesn't really diverge too much. But you'd be making £6,000 a year. That's £500 a month, every month for the rest of your life until you die. Why are you spending £500 a month that you have to physically go out for? I don't know how much money you earn, but if you earn £50 an hour and it's £500 a month, you've got to work 10 hours. So at least 1.5 days a month if you're on £50 an hour and if you're spending £500. It just doesn't make sense to me. So you've got to stop spending and you've got to move that money into assets. It can be property, it can be stocks and shares. If it is property, you have to have a fund available in case your boiler breaks down, the tenants don't pay it, and so on and so on. You've got to be able to survive it. But if it's like stocks and shares, you've got to be looking at what the dividend's going to pay you and not spend it right now. Cut back on the nice car. You know, I drove a piece of junk for ages. And this is the funny bit, is that they said, when you get money coming in that covers all your expenses, buy a nice car. This is the problem with that information, that advice. You get to that stage and you're like, yeah, Ferrari, £1,500 a month. Yeah, I'll do that. And then you're like, oh, hang on a minute. £1,500 a month. Oh, that's £18,000 a year on a Ferrari that's going to depreciate in value. Or I can get a 6% return on that 18 grand. Leave the Ferrari. I'll drive a piece of junk. Thanks very much. This is what happens. No one ever tells you that. What you've got to do is you've got to get really beyond the point. You know, if you're doing 100 grand and you're making 6 grand a month, 500 grand, you'd be making, sorry, 6 grand a year. At 500 grand, you'd be making what? 6 times 5 is 6, 12, 18, 36. You'd be making £36,000 a year. All right, now you can maybe spend 3 grand a month on a Ferrari or a Lambo and you're covered, right? But most people get this wrong. It's easier to look wealthy than be wealthy. And being wealthy means that your assets are working. You're putting them to work. Okay? They're working harder than you are. I slept really well last night. When I woke up this morning, rents hit the account. We had a couple of sales on the property sourcing training that we do. This is like what you should be doing. You shouldn't be getting up and going to work every day. It's not natural. It's not normal. Stop doing it. Save all your money. Move all your money into something that's going to generate some kind of asset, that's going to generate some kind of monthly cash flow. Cover all of your outgoings using that money. And then when you cover all of your monthly outgoings, at that point, you can go buy a fancy car. Stop trying to look wealthy and be wealthy. A little bit controversial, but I hope you take it to heart. Let me know what you think in the comments down below, and we'll speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.